last master.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ himself our King and our God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The Lord my God, the Lord very great. That clothed with God and majesty, covers himself with lightness with the garment, who has stretched out the heavens like a tent, who has laid the beams of thy chambers on the waters, who makest the clouds thy chariot, who rides down the wings of the wind, who makest the angel spirit and the ministers of the way. Thou didst set the earth at its foundation so that it should never be shaken. Thou didst cover it with thee as with a garment. The waters stood above thy mountains, and thou didst give thee blood. At the sound of thy thunder, they took to flight. The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place which thou didst appoint for them. Thou didst set it up which they should not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. Thou makest springs fresh forth of the vale as they flow into the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and wild bears is quenched their thirst. By them the birds of the air have their habitation, they sing among the branches. From thy lofty abode thou waters the mountain. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy work. Thou dost cause the grass to go for the cattle, and plants the man to cultivate, that he may be for the fruit from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man. And let you make the safe shine, and righteous drink from man heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the seed of the blood now which he planted. In them the birds build their nests. The strong has to hold on the fir trees. The height of mountains are for the wild goats, and the rocks are the refuge of creators. Thou hast made the moon to mark the seasons, the sun to know its time for setting. Thou makest darkness and made as night, and all the beasts of the forest should creep forth. The young lions work for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they get them away and lie down with them. Man goes forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how many times thou thy works and wisdom has not made them all. The earth is full of thy creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide, which teems with things innumerable. Living things, both small and great. There go the ships of Leviathan, which thou didst form to sport it. We shall look to thee, to give them the food of each due season. When thou givest to them, they gather it up. When thou openest in the earth with good things. When thou hidest their face, they are dismayed. When thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When thou settest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord return forever, may the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looketh on the earth and tremble, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live, I will sing praises to my God and all of my being. May my meditation be pleasing to him and the grace of the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows his time to set me down in his darkness and in his night. O Lord, how manifold thou thy works and wisdom has all made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, O now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and the state of the holy churches of God and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yakama, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For the president of our country, all civil authorities, and the armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and and every sentient countryside in the faithful dwelling, let us pray to the Lord. Our seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Our travelers by land, by sea, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
Lord, give to all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the
for
Hallelujah, 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 glory, I will not return my offer again to my bed. I will not sing to my eyes.
on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Venerate in our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Not my
appears in each of the tales, he is stopping me. Loose my dear, as I have loosed my dear. Love the woman who, though justly hated, loves thee. Then, with the publicans of life proclaim thee, O benefactor who loves my time.
O righteous most of all me, for thou art abundantly with me.
In the same year, نزلت مع دموع الطين الجزيل الثمن وفاضته على قدمي الطاهرتين مكملة إياهما إلى الحين مررته فالنحن غفرانيا تألم عنا وقال
على
She recognized the master, but Judas parted from him. She was set free, but Judas was enslaved to the enemy. How terrible this lawfulness! How great her repentance! O Savior, who didst suffer for our sakes, grant us also repentance and save us.
Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Now and then.
But accept the fountain of my tears, O thou who did gather the waters of the sea into clouds. Bow down thine ear to the sighing of my heart, O thou who did bow the heavens in thine inevitable condescension. Once Eve heard thy footstep in paradise in the cool of the day, and in fear she ran and hid herself. But now I will tenderly embrace those pure feet and wipe them with the hair of my head. Who can measure the multitude of my sins or the depth of thy judgments, O Savior of my soul? Do not despise thy servant in thine immeasurable mercy.
Wisdom, send a cry.
Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord, and the Lord Whence have you come? Satan answered to the Lord, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him to destroy him without cause. Then Satan answered the Lord, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life, but put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your power, only spare his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd with which to scrape himself and sat among the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this Job did not sin with his lips.
Peace to you, readers.
Let my prayer arise in
Let us say that our
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee. Hear us and have mercy. Again, we pray for our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, for priest deacons and all other clergy, and for all of our brethren in Christ. Again, we pray for our President, for our country, all civil authorities, and for the armed forces. Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-remembered Holy Orthodox Patriarchs and for the blessed and ever-remembered founders of this holy house, for the servants of God, Hilda, and the newly departed servants, Linda, Martha, Michael, Donna, Ilham, George, Hundy, Noel, Barbara, Germanos, Valentine, Michael, and David, and for all of our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord. Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation and visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins, for the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Layla, Sahar, and Drula, Salwa, Asma, Georgette, Colin, Miriam, Naila, Emil, Vera, Alex, Peniotos, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Carol, Roland, Ron, Shauna, Daisy, Ida, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, Danny, George, Renee, Ida, Elias, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Lana, Patricia, Lucille, Fran, Karen, Joanne, and Mary, Ferris, Sahar, Layla, Crystal, and Nicholas, Sachadi and Natalie and the newborn, Isla, Michael, Ola and the newborn, George, Ryan, Lindsay and the newborn, Haley, Marie, Iman, Diana and the newborn, Yazan, our expectant parents, Katrina and Gary, Rod and Sandy, all our first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parishes, and the members of our parish councils, organizations, and departments, and for the pardon and remission of their sins. Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
For you are a merciful God and of mankind, and you we send the glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord will have mercy on them, that he will teach them the word of truth, that he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. By your hands to the Lord you catechumens.
That they also glorify with us your honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
All catechumens, depart, depart, catechumens, as many as are preparing for illumination, draw near. let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord our God may establish and strengthen them, that he may enlighten them with the light of knowledge and piety, that he may vouchsafe unto them in due time the labor of regeneration, the forgiveness of sins, and the hope of incorruptibility, that he may beget them with water and the Spirit, that he may bestow upon them the perfection of the faith, that he may comfort them with his holy and elect flock. Save them, have mercy on them, help them and keep them, O God, by thy grace. As many as are preparing for illumination by your hands to the Lord. As many as are preparing for illumination, depart. Ye who are preparing for illumination, depart. As many as are catechumens, depart. Let no catechumen remain. As many as are of the faithful, again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O great God, who art to be praised, who by the life freeing death of your Christ have borne us from corruption to incorruption, free all our senses from the wrath of the passions, setting over them as a good ruler the reason that is within us, and let the eye abstain from every evil sight, the hearing be closed to idle talk, and the tongue be cleansed without many words. Purify our lips that praise you, Lord. Make our hands refrain from wicked deeds, to do only that which is well pleasing to you. Fortify all our members and our mind by your grace. For to you is due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
O Holy Master, beyond goodness, we implore you, who are rich in mercy, to be merciful to us, the sinners, and make us worthy to receive your only begotten Son and our God, the King of glory. For behold, his immaculate body and life-creating blood, entering at his present hour, are about to be set forth upon this mystical table, invisibly escorted by multitudes of heavenly hosts. Grant us to partake of them without condemnation, so that as the eye of our mind is enlightened through them, we become sons of the light and of the day, according to the gift of your Christ, with whom you are blessed, together with your all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Thank you. Sì, per la fede della Signora. temis ricis imansis diresmon, alarise imansam ricomen. Oce naš, iđe je sina versi, da se licija ne poje, da vide zarsu je poje, da bude bolje poja, jako ne versi na zemlji. Kriv naš na sušni našem dnes, i ostavi nam Bogi naša, jako je želio zavaja dužniku našem, i ne vidi nam svoje služenje, to izbavi nas od učarova. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace to all.
And to thy spirit.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
To thee, O Lord.
O God, the Lord, with compassion, dwell on thy island upon the lowly. Look with a compassionate eye upon your people and guard them, and make us all worthy to partake thou covenant of peace, your life creating mysteries. For to you we have bowed our heads, awaiting rich mercy that comes from you, through the grace and compassions and love for mankind, and your only begotten Son, of whom you are blessed, together with your all holy, good and life creating Spirit, now and ever and through the ages of ages.
Amen.
Attend, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, from your holy dwelling place, and from the throne of glory of your kingdom, and come to sanctify us, you who are enthroned on high with the Father, and are visibly present here with us, and by your mighty hand, deign to impart to us your pure body and precious blood, and to us to all people. God, cleanse me the sinner, have mercy on me. God, cleanse me the sinner, have mercy on me. God, cleanse me the sinner, and have mercy on me.
Let us attend
the pre-sanctified holy things are for the
with fear of God, in faith and love, draw near.
Lord, be
to the
Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Asking that the whole evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
We thank you, God, Savior of all, for all the good things you have granted us and for the communion of the holy body and blood of your Christ. And we implore you, Master, who love mankind, guard us in the shelter of your wings and grant us for our last breath to partake worthily of your holy things unto illumination of soul and body, and to inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. For you are our sanctification, and to you we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace. Depths of your goodness, O Christ, and we worship your humility that is beyond our power of understanding. Though as God you were inaccessible even to the heavenly powers, in your long suffering you accepted to be touched even by our defiled human hands. You accepted the hypocritical embrace and kiss of the traitor, but also the prudent touch of the hands of the sinful woman. O Christ, you know our hearts. Grant that we may shake off the calculating love of money and avoid falling into the pit of despair and rather choose to imitate the wise love of the woman's repentance, with her also casting away all our sins and enjoying her presence. Drive away all our love of luxurious living and of pleasures, that we be made worthy to bear your bodily death and be revealed as communicants of your glory and partakers in the power of your voluntary crucifixion for us. Through the intercessions of Our Lady, the birth giver of God, and through the intercessions of all the holy ones who have won favor in your sight, for to you we all worship an unceasing glory with your unoriginate Father and your all holy, good, and life creating Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
this evening at St. George.
Here at 6:32. Mm-hmm.
And also at St. Nicholas. We have the Sacrament of Holy Unction, and that will be taking place at 6:30. Tomorrow morning here at St. George, we'll be having the Vesperal Liturgy for the Institution of Holy Communion, the Last Supper. That'll take place at 10 o'clock. As has become our custom, we'll be having a meal afterwards. You can see my wife if you like to bring anything. The other thing is, for the St. George people over at, in the lounge, there's a sign-up sheet for the Holy Friday readings at the Tomb of Christ, and you're more than welcome to sign up, English, Arabic, whatever language you want to use. Tomorrow at St. Mary Magdalene, Archbishop Alexander will be there, and the faithful from St. Nicholas and Mary Magdalene will gather together for that Vesperal Liturgy, and that'll take place
10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock also. God bless you. For our Saint, everyone that's not members of St. George, it's nice to have you. God be with you the rest of Holy Week and Pascha.